This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The number one story right now on our website, as submitted and voted on by you, because it's a Reddit-based system, so you get to just submit whatever it is you want, and then other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike your suggestion. Celestrian had submitted this one about a man who is apparently wanted in the city of Dallas.
Okay.
Over a $259 ticket for not wearing a bicycle helmet, or I guess a ticket that became $259. It wasn't originally $259. Anyway, the story is from the Dallas Morning News. Edward Adkins is a wanted man for breaking a law that no longer exists. A Dallas officer caught Mr. Adkins riding a bicycle without a helmet in September of 2014. But the cop never should have written a ticket. Months earlier, the city council had scrapped the bicycle helmet ordinance for adults, and Adkins is 46 years old. Adkins didn't know the law had changed until a reporter told him recently. At the time, he assumed he was indeed guilty, but he said he couldn't come up with the money for the $10 fine. Now he has a warrant out for his arrest, which he can pay off for $259.30. Of course, if he didn't have $10 for the original ticket, you can better believe he doesn't have $259 either.
I kind of feel like you have bad planning skills if you can't come up with $10 for a ticket, but, you know, whatever.
Well, absolutely. I mean, poor people are poor because they have bad financial planning skills for the most part. I mean, there are some extenuating circumstances for some people. You know, tragedy can strike, a house fire or something like that. But, you know, generally poor people are the way they are because they spend money on unimportant things like cigarettes and alcohol rather than putting some money away for savings. And
you probably could have stood on the street corner, got the $10 for the ticket, you know, held the ticket out and said, hey, look, I need to pay this ticket.
He probably could have.
Gotten it.
But, you know, $10 is more important to do other things with, apparently, to some people.
It wasn't $10. It was the time. It's the planning.
Yeah, right? I don't blame anybody for not wanting to pay a ticket. I mean,
I got
screw
you.
Those people. Screw the government. Generally, if you don't pay the ticket, then, or at the very least challenge the ticket, then things are going to get worse for you.
Yeah,
and,
they are.
And I wish you could just ignore the government, but unfortunately, they will
not. That does not work.
They will not allow themselves to be ignored. He says, quote, there's money I don't, or that's money I don't have. I'm barely keeping food in my icebox. Adkins
icebox.
Is poor. He lives off odd jobs, saying he brings in about $80 per week, and the municipal court system has no easy answers for him. The warrant has left him fearful that he will wind up behind bars again, years after the Navy veteran quit stealing and selling drugs and tried to move on with his life.
Yep, don't do that. No matter what, don't do that.
Don't quit selling drugs.
Don't do anything that they can get you for.
Well, the thing is, they got him for a bicycle helmet law that didn't even exist.
I got you, man.
So if they want to get you for something, they're going to do that. Uneven bicycle helmet ticketing that skewed higher in poorer areas
really
became a feature of the council's 2014 debate over whether to completely repeal the bicycle helmet ordinance. A Dallas Morning News analysis of tickets showed then that the helmet law was enforced primarily downtown and in crime hotspots, which tend to be poorer areas. The analysis also showed that police didn't write tickets at popular biking spots, such as the Katy Trail and White Rock Lake. Bobby Atabi, a lawyer and former city community prosecutor, said he saw too many poor people like Adkins hurt by the city's municipal court system. You know, there were some activists in New Hampshire that did something similar. They took the Manchester police logs and they actually plotted the arrest points of all the marijuana arrests over a time frame. I forget how long the time frame was. But they definitely found that the marijuana arrests tended to happen in the minority areas of Manchester.
Hmm.
So almost like the police are targeting those areas, because I can guarantee you there's plenty of white folks that smoke marijuana in New Hampshire. Plenty of them.
I've heard that sometimes white people smoke marijuana. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, disproportionately, it's black folks and Hispanics that are showing up on the arrest logs because the police are focusing on those areas. Anyway, Atabi said, my biggest problem with the municipal courts is that on one hand, the city wants to eradicate poverty. That's what they say, at least.
Sure.
But on the other hand, they're preventing people from getting driver's licenses and preventing people from being able to go to work for sometimes bogus reasons like this one.
Okay. As I'm saying, how are they preventing people from getting driver's license? I see what you're saying.
Abtahi said city officials ought to take a holistic view of municipal courts instead of looking at revenue and whether fines are paid. Back in 2014, a few council members saw the laws an unnecessary burden for bicyclists, and they argued the ordinance should be totally repealed.
Yeah.
Still, some council members believe the law was needed for safety, and so the council voted in June of 2014, which was several months before he was arrested, voted to make the law only apply to minors. The change provided relief to future cyclists, but gave no measure of amnesty for previous violators. More than 30 people have outstanding warrants because of tickets that they didn't pay. But after June of 2014, the law was meant to keep kids from cracking their heads on the pavement. Helmet citations nearly ceased completely after June of 2014. Only 9 tickets were issued through March of 2016, according to municipal records. And adults could still be ticketed if they allowed their children to ride without helmets.
I'm 45. You're about 10 years younger than me.
That's right.
Did you have to wear a helmet?
No.
So did any of your friends wear helmets?
I don't recall that. I grew up in the 80s, and I don't think helmets were as much of a thing back then.
I was riding bikes in the 80s, You know, maybe the late 70s to some extent.
Did you?
We never even saw helmets.
Right, yeah. I remember them from the 90s, but I don't remember them in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody wearing a helmet ever. I had a cousin who was, for whatever reason, had to wear a helmet as a kid, but that was just generally.
Mm-hmm. You mean he just walked around with a helmet on?
He had to. He just bashed his head too often.
Oh, God.
He was just like...
Accident prone?
I think accident prone is probably the way to describe it. I don't know. They probably have a diagnosis these days, but this was, you know...
Interesting.
This was the late 70s.
Well, Mr. Atkins, in this case, was not with kids at the time of his arrest. He was riding a bicycle a few blocks from his East Oak Cliff home around 2 a.m. and said he was on his way back home after a friend gave him $10 to hook up a DVD player. The officer wrote him a ticket for having alcohol and lacking a bicycle helmet. Daniel Solis, the administrative judge for the city's municipal courts, said sometimes officers issue bad citations because they're not trained properly or simply screw up.
Yeah, sure.
He said the system is not set up to screen that kind of stuff. Solis said the courts can do little if someone doesn't show up to point out the errors. Atkins should have appeared in court himself to contest the citation or hired an attorney. Which, of course, how are you going to do that for a poor person?
$10 ticket.
When one side doesn't advocate for his position, he loses by not doing anything, said the judge.
But the thing is when they make a mistake like this, and it's not worth $10 to go to court and dispute a $10 ticket.
Well, I'll do it.
I understand you will,
but
you choose to do that as a form of activism.
That's correct.
I have done it in the past, too. Recently did it with a ticket that I got when we were at the, I can't remember what for. Oh, for, when we were disputing the church thing downtown. And I, fought that for a while and then decided it just wasn't worth it. It's just not worth it, ultimately. And this guy, if he had $10, would have sent it in because it's just not worth $10 to go downtown. Spend more than that on a cab to get there.
Yeah, that's certainly true. But the problem is, if you don't know how the system works, they're going to run all over top of you.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done here. Basically, he issued a warrant for his arrest. And Atkins said he once went to a municipal court to ask a judge to lift his warrant temporarily so he could get a job driving cars around an auto auction, but he didn't get the job and the warrant went back into effect. Atkins, a Hillcrest High School graduate, how strange. He went to a municipal court to ask a judge to lift his warrant temporarily.
I mean, if just lift it permanently.
Atkins, a Hillcrest High School graduate, wants a steady job. He has a background as an electrician, works on cars.
Make sure you get a high school diploma, kids.
but he doesn't actively look for full-time employment and rarely uses the internet. Instead, relies on word of mouth about his services. They go on to talk about his personal life here in the story. So just another sad story of some person who didn't hurt anybody else, who's been caught up in the legal system, and because of one mistake after another, nothing that, you know, he particularly intended to do. He doesn't want to go to jail. But at the same time, he says he can't afford the ticket. And at the same time, he doesn't know the law. He doesn't know how the court system works, apparently. So he didn't show up to contest it. And now he's got a warrant out for his arrest. And the warrant has attached another $200 to
it. He's got a warrant for something that wasn't illegal.
Yep, that's how insane. That's
and
how insane.
Drive.
Right. It's free talk live. We're going to continue.
4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You may dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Talking about some ridiculous regulations tonight, everything from taxi cab law that is going to benefit taxis at the cost of Uber and Lyft. 5 cents per ride is what they'll have to pay over to the competitors. And that was pretty bizarre. So you can still comment on that if you'd like. Plus, a man owes the city of Dallas court system $259 for a bicycle helmet ticket that, well, he never should have been given in the first place. We can continue here, and you can share your thoughts with us. Let's go actually to Skype, where Jonathan is on the line with us. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I hope my connection is good. It doesn't seem like it's too good here, but
you sound fine.
I ride bicycle quite often, and I had a woman who didn't see me. I had the right of way, and she ran into me with a car.
Oh,
and so.
Geez.
Because of that, in the city, I always wear a helmet.
Yeah.
When I'm on the trail, I will often not wear one just because it's uncomfortable. It gets hot and mm-hmm. all of that.
Sometimes it'll slip down, sort of forward if you don't have it, adjusted exactly right. I generally wear one now too, but, I'm a 45-year-old father at this point. I don't care if I look cool. So, yeah. I would have never done that as a teenager.
I hear you. And, I think that either way, it's none of their business. I mean, if I want to wear a helmet, I'll wear one. If I don't want to, I don't need a bureaucrat telling me whether I should have a helmet on my head or not. I'm 44. I've made it this far. I think I'm intelligent enough to decide whether I want to wear one or not.
Yep,
absolutely. Jonathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing that. Glad you made it through the accident. That sounds absolutely horrifying. Anytime a car connects with a bike, it usually doesn't end well for the person on the bike.
Yeah. Today I saw a bicyclist. They were going the wrong direction in the lane or whatever, but I was surprised. I didn't expect to see them. I had looked down there just moments before. There was nothing coming, and then bang, bicyclist. So I didn't hit them or anything like that, but I applied my brakes, and the bicyclist kind of swerved a little bit. And so, it's like, oh, well, that could have been bad.
By the way, I want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, Fox Radio 910 in Roanoke, Virginia, WFJX. Welcome aboard to Free Talk Live. They're taking a couple hours of our Sunday show. So if you're listening in Roanoke, you're probably hearing something new. This is an unusual program for talk radio. We actually are an open phone show. You actually can call in about anything.
And we're live. The only thing live in America
right
now.
Well, in the case of Roanoke, we're slightly delayed. But we were live when we were doing the show from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So you can of course call the show any time that you want, whether or not we're actually live on in your market, and participate and bring up whatever it is you want to discuss. So welcome to our listeners in Roanoke, which is actually right next door to Lynchburg, where we've been on the air for a few years on a different station, but they're just far enough away to where they're not really competing with one another. Anyway, let's go to your calls here. We continue. In fact, I believe we have Ian on the line in China. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. We have Ian in China. Oh, sounds like he's there, but you can barely really hear what he's trying to say. We'll try him back here in a little bit. I actually got an email about Ian in China correcting, allegedly, some of the things that he said on the air, so I'll be sure to pull that up. But let's go first to Ricky on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, and good evening.
Fine line, Ricky.
Sir, how are you?
Well, hey, how you doing, Mark? Pretty good. Well, I wanted to talk tonight about, I was listening to a recording. I'm going to ask you guys, first of all, if you ever heard of this gentleman, a man by the name of Julius Howell.
Julius
nope.
Howell?
I'm not.
Okay. He was a Confederate soldier, and I was listening to the recording. It's something that I was hoping that maybe you could possibly play on the show sometime. You can get it from the Library of Congress.
No, probably not going to do that.
Well, okay.
No, this is an open phone show. You can call in about what you want, but we don't play recordings.
Don't worry, Ricky. I can't get him to play stuff either. Go ahead.
All right, brother. Well, on another note, I want to talk about something else. Now, I don't know why, but I want to ask Mark this, because I know Mark didn't believe that I was deputized.
Yeah, why I was kind of surprised. So do you mean deputized as a deputized as what?
A deputy sheriff.
Deputy sheriff, okay.
Kind of like in the old West, you know? Not meeting up with a gentleman.
Does that mean a job, or are you talking about the sheriff's posse?
I guess you could kind of put it that way. Maybe I don't get paid, you know?
Okay, so, yeah, my dad did this, too. Sheriff's posse.
Basically a volunteer.
Yeah, they'll call you out if some kid goes missing or something like that, right?
Well, in my case, it was I got deputized when I was dealing with the young lady. When she was under supervision, that's where the deputization started on the 23rd of July. But what I wanted to talk about concerning that, to give an example, you know, I'm a Jeffersonian, and I have a record that's squeaky clean and a lot of other things, too. And I have been involved in civil rights my whole life, and I still have a clean record. There's a reason for that, because doing it the right way. Now, I have, for the past several months, this is before I was deputized, been dealing with an individual. This individual is a carbon copy of the Orlando shooter. Now, I knew this person before he really got bad.
He's shot anybody?
Not yet.
Okay.
Wednesday's coming. I'm getting to that.
All right.
Okay. See, and what happened is his answer is he got involved. He shoots H. He sniffs gas.
What is H?
Heroin.
Heroin?
Heroin.
People need these updates, you know.
And this person,
he huffs gasoline? I mean, that's pretty unusual.
It's becoming really popular, unfortunately.
Is that right?
It's cheap.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. You know, it has a similar effect in like something like arsenic acid.
Yeah, arsenic, sure.
Nature, huffing, killing you. Paint.
Yeah, I got the message.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, if I don't call in for a while after Wednesday, I blew it. And I'll tell you why, because this individual, he's going to hurt somebody. Now, what happened is he was involved with a lady friend that I know, and basically he's been manipulating. He scares her. He threatened me personally, threatened to kill me. And the thing is, he's a coward.
So what's going to happen on Wednesday?
Wednesday, I'm going to go meet him at a location, a public location that he's banned from. Reason why is because him and other people who are involved in really bad drugs and other things, their M.O., basically, and his.
Why are you going to meet at a public location he's banned from? Are you trying to entrap him into trespassing or something like that?
See, the fact is, I would love to see him show up, but I don't think he's going to show up. I think if anybody show up, it's his people. Now, my lady friend.
Well, good luck, Ricky, and thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Sounds sketchy.
Yeah, well, you know, who knows what's really going on in that guy's life. I don't know. A lot of the times he says stuff that's just blatantly false on this show. So take it with a grain of salt. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. ProBimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And coming up, a Viking ship under attack from the government. They don't want anybody to have any fun or recreate history without jumping through whatever governmental hoops. Mark, you're going to tell us about that story. We had a Bitcoin meetup here in Keene, New Hampshire today, and one of the hot topics was the Jack's wallet. And I didn't bring it up. You know, they certainly, you know, are sponsoring our show, and they are definitely the official wallet of Free Talk Live.
Jack's wallet, best wallet.
But people were talking about the Jack's wallet being awesome without any prompting whatsoever at the Bitcoin meetup today, and that's because Jack's just keeps getting better. I mean, not only is it arguably the best wallet out there, but they just keep improving it over time. Not only can you use it for Bitcoin, but you can also use it for Ether, and just added Dash, which is basically an anonymous currency from what I understand, or it can be used anonymously and with very, very fast confirmation times. So like Bitcoin takes a little while to confirm, but Dash is fairly quite quick, like a second or something like that. So I'm excited about those changes to Jax. You can also actually shift using the ShapeShift that's built right into the app, ShapeShift.io, built right into Jax, where you can shift from one cryptocurrency to another. So if you've got Bitcoin, but you want to get some Dash, you can just change it right there in the app. It's an incredible feature. And I asked some of the folks who've tried that. I asked the people at the Bitcoin meetup, have they tried it? Was it easy? And they said yes and yes. So super easy to use the ShapeShift feature. And you can go and get Jax. It's cross-platform, so you can get it for your smartphone, your tablet, your PC, your Mac.
Same wallet accessed in all locations.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what cross-platform means, but I didn't necessarily know that. This is one of these jargony terms, you know?
Correct. So go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or your favorite app store, Google or iOS. You can get Jax through any of those methods. And it was created by Free Talk Live listener and founder of Ethereum, Anthony DiOrio. He is a great guy, and thanks to Anthony for introducing us to Jax. It's super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. But when you do that wallet backup, they're going to give you 12 words. Don't lose those words. You've got to store those words in a place where you're not going to forget where you put them or lose it. You know, put it in a safe, put it in a safe location. Somebody that I know did lose the words of their backup. I don't think they had very much Bitcoin in their wallet, but you've got to take your security seriously.
Yeah,
you can't rely on somebody else. Basically, Bitcoin allows you to be your own bank, and Jax makes it easy. But, you know, if you fail, it's not the wallet's fault.
No.
So Jax is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's all coming to Jax, J-A-X-X.io. So we've talked about some ridiculous laws and regulations here tonight that give some companies preference over other companies. Actually, in Massachusetts, taxing Uber and Lyft in order to shovel money into the pockets of the taxi cab industry. You can certainly still discuss that. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. And, Mark, you wanted to share with us about the Vikings. And you've had this story for a while you've been sitting on, and we just haven't had a chance to talk.
Yeah, I think it's an important story because it shows just how you can put your time and energy into something that's it's not for money, it's for pleasure, and the government still messes with you. This is from the New York Times. Viking ships sailing the Great Lakes is getting conquered by U.S. regulations.
Mm. Oh, the times, they have a change.
When a Viking ship meticulously created in Norway crossed the Atlantic last month,
wow.
The feat captivated history buffs in the U.S. They could hardly wait to get a look at the vessel, which was scheduled to visit a series of ship festivals along the Great Lakes this summer.
Sure, why not? Sounds like fun.
It crossed the Atlantic Ocean.
That's got to be historic. Right
from
there.
Norway.
Yeah.
Well, it's not historic. The Vikings did it all the time. But it goes to show that,
it can still be done.
These other places, they didn't seem to have a problem with it. Somehow or another,
well,
it didn't need...
other places aren't the land of the free.
It didn't need U.S. regulation to cross the Atlantic Ocean. going on.
So it's a replica, basically.
Yeah.
They built it old school style, like the way the Vikings purportedly would have had their ships.
Right. But as the ship called the Dakin Harald Hargafrag, I don't know if these things, glided into American waters this month, it collided with an unexpected foe. Modern day safety regulations. After making stops at Canadian ports, the Dakin's crew was told by Coast Guard officials last week that if it wanted to sail through the Great Lakes, it had to hire a certified pilot, paid at an hourly rate that would amount to about $400,000 by the trip's end. If unable to pay, the vessel would be forced to turn back.
The wow.
Crew has been devastated, said Woody West, watch leader on the Dakin. He said, at the time, many of the teams are volunteers, he added. They changed their lives to be on this ship. The standoff set off a frantic campaign by supporters, a petition calling for the Coast Guard to rescind the requirements due to more than 10,000 signatures.
Wow.
Festival organizers vowed to find money to help the online fundraisers as they pleaded for donations from the public. By Wednesday, the Dakin crew said enough money had been raised to sail as far as Chicago, the ship's third American destination in the Great Lakes, but stops scheduled for August in Green Bay and Duluth remained in doubt. The struggle is not yet over, a statement came from the ship, apparently the crew of the ship. Lauren Thomas, a spokesperson for the Coast Guard, said the agency was bound by a 1960s law requiring that all foreign vessels, except for the recreational ones, have a pilot while in the Great Lakes.
I'm sorry. If we let you get away with it, we'll have to let everyone get
Everybody in a Viking recreated ship will have to come here and be able to sail without a pilot. Sorry. Sorry, you're a foreign ship. If this Viking ship had been made in America, where we didn't have Vikings.
Oh, really? You know, if it had been made here, it would have been
exempt? It was a foreign ship is what the issue is. This is union bullcrap.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
This is precisely what it is. This isn't just regulation. This is collusion from a people that this is rent seeking behavior.
Right. Some union captain's really happy right now, right?
Yeah, he's got pilot. Pilot is what he is. Pilot. So they work in
what's
the
difference between a captain and a ship and a pilot?
Captain's the guy in charge of the ship.
So right? The captain's in charge of the pilot.
No, the pilot is the guy who's in charge of the harbor. So the harbor will send out a pilot who's familiar with how to steer things through. And you really, 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 really want this. And say, if you're driving a big giant cruise ship mm-hmm. into a narrow port, you need a pilot.
Hmm.
But if you're taking a flat bottom, recreated Viking boat, which is known for going up rivers... Right. The thing that made the Vikings longboat spectacular was it had very little draft. Do you know what that means, Ian?
Pull against the...
It doesn't go very deep in the water.
Okay.
So they could take it up rivers and then, you know, rape and pillage as they went. This is what they're thinking.
Hopefully they're not doing that now.
I don't think so. These guys seem really nice.
Not a true recreation.
Though. No, they're going to go really poorly for them if they try to bring out big shields and battle axes and take Chicago, okay? Because the guys from Cicero are just going to come down
they couldn't
and
do worse
shoot
than,
them.
They couldn't do worse than the Chicago government, though. I mean, if we put some Vikings in charge, it might kind of shape things up there.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree with you. Things would go reasonably well, but the Vikings aren't going to take over in that manner.
No.
So, this boat isn't going to get hung up on anything.
Okay.
It's not going to run aground. And if it does, it's kind of their problem.
Mm-hmm.
I assume they have life vests and those kind of things, those modern accoutrements.
Self-respecting Viking would have a life vest.
Agreed.
That would look pretty silly, wouldn't it?
They just go down. Yeah. Chainmail and all. Right. You're not going to swim out if you get chainmail.
I mean, that would look so ridiculous to have a crew of Vikings, with big beards and, looking like basically bikers or whatever.
Bright
and then
orange,
red.
Class one, life vests. I can't see it either.
Right.
Nonetheless. But they probably have a potty on board hidden somewhere amongst a pile
also,
of swords.
Also very,
shields and swords.
Yeah, not very immersive.
No.
You're supposed to poop off the deck, right?
That's bad for everybody. Somebody's going to get tetanus, dude.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Is there more to the story?
Well, I mean, this is kind of it. Yeah, there's a little bit more.
Okay, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on the Viking ship being regulated out of existence, or at the very least out of the United States. It sounds like 855-450-FREE, and you can join us and bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Invite you to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We're discussing the Viking ship, the kind of recreation that was made overseas, over in Europe, I believe it was.
Norway.
And it actually traveled across the Atlantic Ocean to come into the Great Lakes region, and they were ultimately planning on making kind of a tour down the, what was it, Lake Michigan? Was it?
Through the Great Lakes.
Okay, so different Great Lakes.
Like the St. Lawrence and get there.
And so that was their plan, but unfortunately it has been foiled by government regulators who say that you can't just come here and take a risk and, you know, try to live free. This is the United States. This is the place where we claim to be the land of the free, but we will regulate your business into the ground, or in this case, your ship, out of our waters. And so they demanded that they come up with $400,000 to hire a professional pilot.
Well, this would be over the course of several entering several different harbors.
Right, but you're still going to need $400,000 to get through their originally planned trip. But unfortunately, they got a bunch of volunteers on the ship, and they don't really have a bunch of money like that to hire a professional pilot. So a bunch of the people who supported them started to try to raise money for this. But $400,000 is a lot of damn money just to see an old ship. So, you know, it might not have been the easiest task in the world to try to raise that amount of money in the relatively short time frame.
Because
they actually came here. They crossed over the Atlantic Ocean, visited some Canadian ports, had no trouble there.
Nope, not a problem there.
Then when the word got, so, you know, it wasn't like they knew this in advance. They showed up here on our doorstep, basically, you know, wanting to show off their creation to people who wanted to see it.
Right.
But the government got in the way.
And for those that say ignorance of the law is no excuse, I mean, how are they supposed to know what all these regulations are? If you built a replica ship and you were taking it to Norway, would you know all the rules?
You are supposed to learn Norwegian and read every single port rule that applies to the country of Norway. While you're at it, go ahead and just read every rule, every law that's on the books, because you need to know all the laws. And the same thing is true of every country you ever go to. You have to read the tomes and tomes of laws so you can know exactly what the rules are. Come on, who does this crap?
No.
The bureaucrats don't even know their own laws.
No, they don't.
So
often we find many instances.
But they expect you to be aware of them, and they expect you to respect them. And I don't think they're respectable in the least.
No, shame on these people. This is not respectable, no.
So they've raised some money, and they're going to go through at least a portion of their trip with this professional pilot that they've been forced to hire. Well, I bet he's a bag of fun.
He's probably a different person at every port.
Okay.
So, you know, there's that.
How does that work? You have the pilot comes out in a little dinghy or something like that,
sure,
and then
does.
Gets on your boat? And...
Yep, sure does. This would be important for large ships, but when you're talking about some little, flat-bottomed Viking longship, it's not. It's ridiculous.
I guess I just, I am not a mariner type, so I'm not familiar with this world. I've been on cruise ships before. Are you telling me they don't have their own pilot?
No, the pilot
port?
Comes out to those cruise ships.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
All right, going on. Mr. Thompson says, unfortunately, the law is what it is. That's not to say there couldn't be a discussion about maybe it could be changed, but what needs to happen at a congressional level?
Yeah, that ain't going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, right. Representatives of the Dakin have portrayed their trouble as a result of an impenetrable maze of regulations on the Great Lakes, which straddle the border between the United States and Canada, while also sharply criticizing the cost that vessels of its kind, small and nonprofit, must bear to ply its waters. Now, I'd like to point out where the Great Lakes, which states are going along, where the Great Lakes are situated. You're talking about Wisconsin,
Michigan,
Illinois,
Indiana.
Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New York.
Okay.
Now, when you think of workers in that particular area, what do you think of?
Unions.
Strong union control. This isn't to keep anybody safe.
No.
This is to make sure that pilots make, there's lots
keeping
of money.
Keeping the pilots safe from any kind of economic stress.
Trouble. Yeah, yeah, that's what it comes down to. And essentially keeping foreign not-for-profit boats out of the water. There's
right.
probably not a lot of them,
no
but we don't
allowed.
Know.
Yeah, how often do you get a Viking replica coming to visit from Norway?
No, that'd be really
awesome.
That's
a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
If one of those came nearby and I knew about it, I'd go see it.
Yeah, take Jack. That'd be a fun trip.
It would be awesome. We've gone down to see Old Ironsides in Boston. I like it. You don't like it.
I was bored by that as a kid.
Yeah, Jack doesn't know any different. Yeah. What did you want to do when you were a kid?
I don't know. I didn't want to be in Boston, I can tell you that, but I had to go there for the boys' choir.
I see. Well, but you didn't like the historical things, or what was the...
Yeah, I don't know. It was just boring.
Boston
just walk around a ship.
Yeah. But what did you want to do?
I have no idea.
Right,
Mark.
That's the thing.
Probably go out and play Army Dudes or something like that.
Right. Jack certainly likes playgrounds as much as anybody else, but he doesn't really get to. Frankly, I don't like amusement parks. I think they cost a lot of money, and kids just misbehave at them.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of historical stuff, and he thinks that's fun. So I know I do. Representatives of the Dakin have portrayed their troubles as a result of an impenetrable maze of regulations on the Great Lakes, which straddle the border between the United States and Canada, while also sharply criticizing the cost that vessels of its kind, small and non-profit, must bear to ply its waters. In a Facebook video last week, the ship's captain, Bjorn Allander, said the Canadians had told the Dakin that the pilot requirement would be waived because the ship fell under a height cutoff. But, he added, when we came here, they changed their minds. The Canadian exemption, however, has no bearing on waters where the United States Coast Guard has jurisdiction, said Robert Lemire, Chief Executive Officer, Canada's Great Lakes Pilotage Authority. His office was clear with the Dakin about this. He said, representatives of the Dakin are just making a lot of things up, Mr. Lemire added. It's not like we don't know what we're doing and how to deliver the message, so it's quite a surprise. the binational management of the lakes can be confusing for foreign visitors.
Mm-hmm.
As to explain these rules and where they apply, John Starthout, the president of the Western Great Lakes Pilot Association, talked about the shared boundaries and gray areas, that rules that may vary by district. Finally, he said,
blah, blah, yeah, blah.
I wish I knew how to cut and make it cut and dry for you perfectly, but it's complicated.
Yeah, it just can't be as simple as you show up with a boat and people get to see it. Nope, it can't be simple. It has to be complicated. It has to be, you know, rule after rule after rule that differ from jurisdiction to jurisdiction to jurisdiction, and, you know, multiple jurisdictions on the same body of water. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, who is it that could possibly hear this story and think, yeah, those rules sound like a good idea. We need to keep the people safe. We got to have all these rules out there, or else people are just going to have Viking ships all over the place. And, I mean, come on, who supports this stuff?
I don't think they...
Besides the Pilots Association.
I don't think that they thought about it when they thought about a ship with a foreign flag being a not-for-profit. I imagine they don't find very many of those.
I see what you're saying.
So I think,
but I don't care.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't care if it's for profit or not. I, you know, people should be able to float their little boats wherever it is they want to, as long as they got permission to go to the, you know, to go to the place where they're going.
Well, what about, I mean, if somebody floats their foreign boat into a harbor, that's, I mean, many times these are small. It's not like you just go wherever you want in the water, right? This isn't the interstate of the water. Sometimes people. If, I mean, there's markings for a reason. Somebody has to pay for those. Licensure pays for those markings.
Which markings?
Well, the ones that keep you off the rocks.
Like a buoy or something like
that? Yeah, buoys and markers and things like that. Somebody's got a
lighthouse.
Well, yeah. I don't think people use those quite as much. But, yeah, okay. All the markings have to be paid for in whatever manner. And sure. If some dummy, you know, comes into the harbor with their big old ship and turns the wrong way at the wrong spot, and they manage to run up on the rocks,
yeah,
they're there for days, perhaps weeks,
okay,
stopping shipping in the whole harbor. So having a pilot's a really good idea for some boats, and I can see why these harbors would have rules that say, hey, look, you're bringing a ship with a draft of 30 feet in here, and you know, it's got a foreign flag or whatever. I don't know if the foreign flag is particularly important, but if you're bringing a ship with a certain depth or whatever in this area, you need to have a pilot. And that makes perfectly good sense to me. However, in this case, this boat, this is a flat-bottomed Viking longship. It probably doesn't have a draft more than 3 feet.
Well, I mean, couldn't that be something that an insurance company requires? Like, oh, you want to insure this boat that cost you all this money? Well, if you're going to be going into places that have X draft or whatever or requirements, then you have to have a pilot. I don't see why you need to have the government involved in this.
Yeah, I would say some ships would choose not to have an attorney not to have an insurance company, right? Like, you know, because some drivers
would their risk.
Agreed, but then they're in the middle of the harbor, and if somebody is too cheap to pay for the insurance, yeah, they probably don't have enough money to pay for the cost of blocking the harbor.
No. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll give you an update on Sheriff Joe coming up in Hour 3.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days. An attractive business card sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused. Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.